Hey, I'm Bobby McGraw, and I just want to welcome you to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. We spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, a way to start the day off on the right foot. And Pastor Chuck, Pastor Benjamin, myself, we all count it an honor that you would join us. Tonight's one of those nights where I just had a craving. I don't know if you ever just get really hungry for something, and I wanted ice cream. And the good news is there's an ice cream that's not so bad for you. I debated on whether or not to tell you what kind it is because I don't want it to sell out, but there is this ice cream at Kroger called Halo Top, and the whole pint of ice cream is something like 240 or 270 calories. It's a fraction of what normal ice cream is like. I had a craving, and so I indulged in it because I was hungry. Let me read you what today's passage says in 1 Peter 2:2, and then we'll talk about why I'm talking about hunger this morning. Here's what 1 Peter 2:2 says. You must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment. So there's a lot of things that we hunger for. And obviously, we think about food, but one of the greatest hungers that any of us could have is a hunger for God Himself. It is possible for us to have this spiritual hunger for God for the rest of our life. And so today, I just want to give you just some ideas, some tips on how to maintain that kind of hunger. And the first one, if we're going to have a hunger for God, we need to remind ourselves how much God loves us. I really believe the more we understand how much God loves us, the more we're going to love Him. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 18 through 19 says, "May you have the power to understand how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all fullness of life and power that comes from God." So remind yourself, God loves you. The second tip I would say is quit settling for something less. Quit settling for junk food. We're a spiritual being, and we've all heard somebody describe how we've got this God-shaped hole in our heart that only God can fill. Well, a lot of times we try to settle for the counterfeit. We settle and try to fill it with salary, with status, with success, with passion, with possessions, with power, prestige. We could go on and on and on and on and on where we try to fill that with anything other than God. And anytime you do that, it's just not going to be fulfilling. Solomon said it this way in Proverbs 15, verse 14. He says, "A wise person is hungry for knowledge, while the fool feeds on trash." So stop settling for junk food. Number three, make knowing God your number one goal. Pastor Chuck says this to the staff all the time, that as a team member here at the church, the number one goal, the number one thing we're responsible for is growing in our faith with Christ. And I would say that that should be true for all of us, on staff, not on staff. See, happiness is a byproduct of knowing God. Jesus said this in Matthew 6:33, "Seek first God's kingdom and what God wants. Then all your other needs will be met as well." Number four, this is a big one. Be in God's word every single day. The Bible is described as food for our soul. Eating a meal once a week isn't going to keep you healthy. It's not going to keep you full. In the same way, we need to feed on God's word every single day. Again, this is what 1 Peter 2, verse 2 says. You must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment. And the last thing I'd say today is our appetite is influenced by the people we hang out with. If you hang out with people who care only about politics, then the only thing you're going to care about is politics and the drama that's involved in it. And when you hang out with people who only care about sports, that's all you're going to care about. That's why we encourage so much for every single person to join a small group. Why? Because there you get support. Because whatever you talk about when you're with others is what you're going to be hungry for. I'll close today's podcast with Proverbs 2:20. Here's what it says. Join the company of good men and women and stay on the paths of righteousness. So today, my encouragement is keep hungering after God. Keep seeking Him with all that you have. Hey, thanks again for joining us today. I want to invite you to join us Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11. And then on Sunday afternoon, October 16th, we're going to go into our community and serve the people that are right here around us. So if you haven't signed up yet, open up the Sugar Hill Church app, click the register button, and you'll find a place to sign up for Salt and Light Day. Every family, every group, every person serving, because that's what Jesus would have us do. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.